Hachette Audio presents Gender Mosaic, Beyond the Myth of the Male and Female Brain, written by Daphna Joel, PhD, and Luba Vakonsky, read by Therese Plummer. To Our Mothers. Part 1. Sex and the Brain. 1. My Awakening. One summer morning, over 10 years ago, I was home with my three kids when I heard the hissing of a burst water pipe outside my apartment building. Holding my youngest, then still a baby, in my arms, I rushed to the yard, bent the end of the gushing rubber pipe from an automatic garden watering system to stop the water running, and asked my two older kids to call a friend who lived next door. When my friend arrived, I assumed he'd take care of the situation. But he just stood there, obviously at a loss. Only then did it dawn on me that he was just as clueless about plumbing as I was. I asked him to hold the folded pipe and the baby and went looking for the main faucet so I could shut off the water. It had taken the bewildered look on my friend's face for me to become aware of my own bias. I must admit, I was embarrassed. I had always believed in equality between the sexes, and I thought I was running my life accordingly. Yet here I was, expecting a man to handle a technical emergency. Just around that time, I received an excellent opportunity to explore in depth my own and other people's gender biases. A colleague asked me to take over a course on the psychology of gender she had been teaching at Tel Aviv University. To prepare, I spent a year reading books and scientific articles on the development of women and men from the moment of conception. As a neuroscientist, I was most interested in the relationship between sex and the brain. I soon learned that many scientists, just like many others, believe that the brains of females and males differ in profound and important ways, and that this is the reason for fundamental differences between women and men in almost every domain. From cognitive and emotional abilities, through interests and preferences, to behaviors. Self-help books that try to teach us how to cope and communicate with the other sex tend to take this belief as a given. According to a popular version of the story, the female brain has a large communication center and a large emotion center, and is hardwired for empathy. The male brain, on the other hand, has a large sex center and a large aggression center, and is hardwired for building systems. This story seems to provide us with a neat biological explanation for much of what we encounter in day-to-day life. It explains why women are more sensitive and emotional, whereas
sample complete. Ready to continue?